Hey, is there sunshine out there today? Did I see it? Holy cow. I'm wearing my pink sweater. Spring is coming. The day will come, you know when spring is here, when I don't wear the Ugg boots anymore and I go sockless. That's when spring is here. You'll know it. All right. Yes, go ahead. It's coming. All right. Two quick announcements. First of all, women, there is a women's night out this coming Friday. Sign up online, not this, women's night out, sign up online. Second, in May, we're doing something different, which we haven't done before. There's going to be an immersion experience to Costa Rica. If you're interested in that, there is going to be an informational meeting tonight, 5 o'clock at the Keppel House. If you have questions, email Nancy Smith. How many of you guys love senior witnesses? Aren't they great? I love it. I love it. We have our second senior witness today out of 6, Amy Olson. Oh. Amy Olson out of Rockford, Illinois, communications major, is going to give the word today. So pray with us. Lord, we bless you for amazing grace that you've extended to us through Jesus. We didn't earn it, we didn't deserve it, but you give it to us as a gift. So Lord, open our hearts up now to hear your grace spoken through your servant Amy. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, Amy Olson.
I want to read you a passage of scripture that has changed the way I see life, myself, and God. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Looking back and reflecting on who I was, I can honestly say that standing up here is the last place I ever imagined myself being as a senior. I grew up knowing about God, knew what the Bible said, and even had all the books of the Bible memorized. But I never truly knew who God was and what he meant to me. Throughout high school, I questioned my belief in God. I didn't see the point in being a Christian, never seemed to do anything for me, and I had always thought that you got what you work for. Therefore, I had high expectations for myself to succeed, and I was in control of that. I was always hard on myself, and I always thought that I could do better. No matter how well I played in a soccer game or how well I did on a test, I always thought that just wasn't good enough, Amy. I had everything the world says you need for happiness, a great family, awesome friends, a social life, excelled in sports and academics. But even with all those things, I found myself empty. There was something missing. I quickly found myself sad and depressed, and I didn't know why. There, through my confusion, I fell into anorexia. I had this thought that maybe if I were just skinnier, then I'd be happy and be fulfilled. But once I had lost nearly 30 pounds, I found myself even deeper in my unhappiness. I realized that my body image was not going to fulfill me. As I began my college search, I was sure I had the answer to my emptiness. I thought that I knew it would bring me out of this depression. I thought that if I could just start over and go to a school far away from home, I could find fulfillment. So I chose to go to the University of Arizona, which is nearly 2,000 miles away from my home in Illinois. However, it didn't take me long to realize that I was just trying to run away from my unhappiness, which followed me. Again, I was coming up empty. Even with my new soccer team, new friends, new environment, and freedom of being on my own, everything I thought would make me happy didn't. When I left for Arizona, I remember packing a Bible for whatever reason, but I recall never wanting it to be visible. I hid it in my bottom drawer underneath many books and binders. Looking back, I think the placement of my Bible was pretty accurate as to where God was in my life. Now, I don't remember the process of starting to attend church or what began my curiosity towards God. I think it had to do with a few of my new close friends that had influenced me through conversations and interactions. As I began my attendance at a new church for college students, I began to be open to the idea of God's relevance in my life, which made me question if Arizona was the right place for me. It was during this time I started a prayer journal where I'd pour out my questions, doubts, and uncertainties to God. In October of 2011, I wrote, "God, for the first time, I trust that you have a plan for my future. I just need to let go of my life and let you guide me. I think this was the first time I let myself truly trust God. It was scary because I had always thought that I had to be in control. So I transferred the second semester of my sophomore year to Hope College. I was trying to trust God to fill the emptiness in my life. But I was so conditioned to believe that you get what you work for. I found myself falling back into old patterns of trying to earn happiness and fulfillment through sports, academics, body image, and people pleasing. This idea of earning translated over into my relationship with God. I thought if I could just get myself together, God would finally accept me. Through several conversations with friends, professors, pastors, and through chapels and gatherings, I was introduced to a word that literally changed my life: grace. Remember that passage I read to you earlier from Ephesians? Listen to it again. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast." From the truth of God's word, I realized that I'm only right with God based on grace, which is extended to me through Jesus. It's not based on what I've accomplished or how I look, but based on what Jesus did through his life, death, and resurrection. This grace is a gift from God, which I did not have to earn. It's freely given to me through Jesus, which I can either choose to accept or reject it. I realized I had been rejecting this gift for so long. I am tempted daily to fall back into my old ways. Just the other day, I was tempted to believe that I'm not even good enough to be up here. But God patiently brought me back to from the text from Ephesians, "For it is by grace you have been saved." I need to accept, trust, and live into this reality of grace daily. I bet there are some others out here today that are tired and may feel empty and are just trying to be smarter, prettier, skinnier, and doubt that you're even good enough for anything. If that's you, God is extending to you the free gift of grace through Jesus, the one who went on the cross said, "It is finished," meaning that we are made right with God, not based on what we do, but based on what God has done. God's grace is not about getting what we deserve. God's grace is about getting what we don't deserve. Understanding and living into this truth will change your life. It has mine. Go in peace.